is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
It is time for why we can't have nice things. Our daily look at those that mess around on the criminal. You know, this could make me ineligible to serve on jury duty. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I got the summons.
Too close to the police blotter.
What if, as a member of the media, we report on something that I end up being summoned for here coming up in a couple of Mondays?
Well, if you
just
are,
saying, Fort Worth.
I want to go watch.
Well, it could be this. Let's start on the local front. In a crime ring behind the series of ATM thefts all across North Texas has now officially been broken up. Multiple arrests, as this particular gang is linked to around 70 smash-and-grab robberies all across from Fort Worth to Dallas and in between in the mid-cities. And these were the ones we saw really dating back almost a year and a half ago, where they just take their pickup truck, they throw a chain around the thing, and 7-Elevens were the big...
Yeah.
In fact, 7-Elevens were the target on these because their ATMs are a little closer to the front.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just drag them off and drag it down the street and sparks would fly. And I guess they didn't do what they do to the ATM after. Well, they caught them. The thieves were rounded up, 13 of them individuals, in a series of arrests last week. It was all a coordinated effort between all of them. And it was a coordinated effort specifically between the Fort Worth Police Department and Dallas Police Department.
Aw, look at you guys.
And the name of the big collaboration,
uh-huh,
my favorite part, because of the 7-Eleven related ATMs, Operation Big Gulp.
Get them.
They got them.
So, you know, some employees may help themselves to a stapler, coffee pods, or toilet paper on the job, but Mallory Page of Covington, Tennessee, had much higher aspirations. Yet she just stole the boss's credit card and went to town. Management noticed something was really wrong when they noticed $16,000 was spent on items like DoorDash, Walmart, and more. This occurred over the span of 2 years. She's now facing charges of embezzlement, and there will be no Uber Eats on this next shift. She's being held on $20,000 bond.
I wonder how far we could get on our boss's credit card.
I mean,
are they out of their minds?
I don't know, Mark. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. He knows.
Speaking of people swiping debit cards and credit cards, let's go to a Georgia base. It's just outside of Atlanta. Whataburger, no less. Yeah, they have Whataburger. And then they have Alifa Sumter, who is on the run right now, currently, after stealing a customer's debit card information to pay for her probation fines.
She, I mean,
worked at this particular Whataburger, and that's how she got a hold of the information. And Sumter used the stolen card to settle a $400 debt with the Coweta County State Court Probation Office. And now they want her back for different related charges having to do with this.
Variety.
What? An idiot.
Dum, 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 dum.
So, you know, you do some really dumb things when you're young and in love, especially when your poor heart is broken. Take an 18-year-old in Deltona, Florida, who showed up to her ex-boyfriend's house. Said, hey, I'm really mad at you. She decided to vandalize his car with paint and eggs, so she must be rich. But she didn't do it quite right. She actually trashed his next-door neighbor's vehicle and was later arrested. Shockingly, an empty bottle of Crown Royal was found at the scene of the crime.
Well, that'll make you do things.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, this guy definitely knew that it was his car. 29-year-old guy up there in Vancouver, British Columbia. Got pretty sloppy drunk at a wedding this past Saturday, and everybody else there was like, hey, give me your keys, give me your keys. So, he gave him the keys to stop him from driving inebriated. This was about 1:45 in the morning. Wasn't happy about it. He did start a fight. Then police showed up, arrested him for, you know, disturbing the peace. And actually, being Canadian police, they just drove him home to sleep it off. And then he woke right back up and decided to call an Uber, went back to the wedding to get his car, and then drove it anyway, speeding by that police station and those two officers at about 3:50 a.m., going about 76 miles an hour in a 30. They arrested him again, tossed him in jail to sober up, and he lost his license.
Dum, 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 dum.
So you remember that episode of The Office where Andy landed on his keys after a wild dance move?
Yeah, now.
Well, it was a real life version for Madison Martin. She was walking across the floor, right across a dirty pair of jeans, and promptly heard a crunch under her foot. Turns out one of the keys in the pocket went straight through. She had to call a friend to help her get dressed with the jeans still attached. They promptly made their way to the ER. Mm. Staff couldn't believe a dingy, dull key fit so perfectly in her foot. All she remembers thinking was, I really need a shot of tequila.
Yeah. That'll unlock your deductible.
No, you're in trouble. No,
yeah,
no.
Be able to run, run.
Better
run,
pick up your pants, Madison.
And then finally, we end up in China. Foodies over there. People that love to eat adventurous foods and, you know, those kind of people. Foodies in China are flocking to a very interesting location. It is a funeral home, the Erlong Funeral Home in the southwestern province of Guizhou, China. After it was discovered, you see this particular funeral home, and obviously traditions are a lot different over there. When they have a funeral in China, it's going to last a little bit. So this, and a lot of funeral homes, provide food. And evidently this noodle dish they came up with is just going viral all over the place. So much to the point, people are now acting like they are members of the family and getting in that way and acting as mourners. The funeral home said, okay, enough is enough on this noodle dish that is topped with minced pork and peanuts. And they say, okay, we're gonna open up for some hours just for you, those that want this, as long as you do not disturb the mourners that are mourning. So, foodies going to a funeral home there. They say that this, about $1.38 our money for this bowl of noodles, top of minced pork and peanuts, is amazing. And also, they give rave reviews to the atmosphere of the entire place.
Oh, dear.
Well, it's nice, and it's just, I mean, it's
really quiet.
You have a quiet dinner. Nobody's going to try to take your table. It's easy to get a reservation.